Welcome to Healthy Lifestyles Living. This is Larry Lewis. Today's article, The Best Never Give Up. On Sunday, Bradley Wiggins became the first Briton to win the Tour de France. I can't think of many harder, more grueling sporting events than this. Once he'd completed his victorious ride up the Champs-Élysées, he said, "It's the stuff of dreams. As a child, being a fan of the sport, I never imagined that one day I'd be in this position. Kids from Kilburn don't become favourites for the Tour de France. You're supposed to become a postman, or a milkman, or work in Ladbrokes." Bradley Wiggins. Bradley Wiggins had strived to achieve this pinnacle. The training, the hard work, the commitment he has had to show is unbelievable. He endeavoured to be the absolute best and to never give up, so he could get to where he wanted to go, to be the best in the world. On Sunday he achieved this. "During my life, I have learned many important lessons. I believe the most important lesson is to never give up, to fight, to be strong, to see everything through to the end. No matter how hard things got or what was in my way, I never gave up. And that is something you each need to be able to say about yourself. No matter what challenges are put forth or how hard things get, you must always push forward. Life can be tough, unfair, hurtful and frustrating. Sometimes it can be overwhelming. At times we feel beaten. We will find moments when we think we cannot overcome our difficulties and we just want to give up. But this is a time you have to dig in and believe in yourself and what you can achieve. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." Thomas A. Edison. Well, I want to tell you that you will make it through the problems you face. Today you can choose to believe that the best life has to offer is on its way for you. So if you're down on the floor right now, pick yourself up and never give up. Giving up is not the answer to difficult times. What you've got to come to realize is you have the choice to think positively, to give yourself a break. It is so simple. You can try one more time, or five more times, or even 100 times. Why is it that you allow situations or circumstances to affect you so much? Whether you are going through financial difficulty, having relational problems, or even going through health problems, I assure you that you can recover and improve. Too many just quit and run, while others just bury their head or blame everything and everyone. Instead, you could choose to start giving it your best, battle to overcome the situation, and follow through to success. You must strive hard to become the best that you can be. Find within yourself confidence, strength and endurance to keep on fighting. What you do will govern who you are. How you act, respond to everything and anything around you reflects who you are on the inside. What your thoughts are currently justifies your attitude. Do not let your insecurities or circumstances control who you are. If you fail, get back up again and do it again, over and over again until you have succeeded. A little more persistence, a little bit more effort, and what seemed hopeless failure may turn to glorious success. Albert Hubbard. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence, but also take time to overview things. Look at everything. Take a step back, take a deep breath, and take a break. Look at the situation, see what it is that's not working, reanalyze and redirect yourself. Everything worthwhile takes time to accomplish. That's the way things are. You can't give up. If I had to select one quality, one personal characteristic that I regard as being most highly correlated with success, whatever the field, I would pick the trait of persistence, determination, the will to endure to the end, to get knocked down 70 times and get off the floor saying, "Here comes number 71. Richard M. DeVos. Why follow what I have to say on this matter? I've always lived my life in hope and desire that one day I would ultimately achieve my goals and live the life of my dreams. And believe me when I tell you that I have had a rough journey. Things haven't always been perfect in my life, but I can safely say that I'm well on my way. I'm getting there, bit by bit. My dreams are coming into reality, and I owe much of it to my determination and my persistence. I just kept going. This was Larry Lewis. Thank you for joining me today.